So I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and I was telling him because me and a friend of mine, well, it's family, my wife's cousin, we have another podcast. But I was telling him that to a certain extent, I feel like limited because I can't talk about what I really want to talk about. I feel like I have to be, to a certain extent, filtered about the things I want to talk about. And it's not like I'm trying to, you know, cuss up a storm or I don't know. But to a certain extent, I just wish I could just talk about things that presently I'm going through. For instance, what was it? Last week, I took my kid on a field trip. My oldest. I got two boys. Anyways, I took them. It was to the Space Museum in Balboa Park. And it was cool, you know. I remember as a kid going there and just, you know, doing the different, like, experiments and watching the IMAX movie, the whole nine, right? Anyways, towards maybe the latter part of the trip that we're there, I kind of noticed my kid a little weird with me. And for the most part, my kid's always, like, you know, super close to me. He holds my hand. He's a nine-year-old. What else do nine-year-olds do? But after the fact, we dropped up. I remember leaving there, he going on the bus back to school. I picked him up a couple hours later, and I asked him about it. I'm like, you know, how was the trip? And he's like, it was cool. Again, kind of noticed a little bit of hesitation, and I kind of asked him, like, you know, what's up? And his response is kind of like, you know, it was kind of weird. And I don't know why it came to mind. Like, I remember as a kid kind of getting to a point where, like, you start feeling like a certain level of embarrassment about your parents. And so I asked him, I kind of called him out on it. And I was like, you know, were you embarrassed of me? And he's like, a little. And I'm not going to lie. It hurt. It hurt when he said that because I'm like, damn, you know, I'm a cool dude. You know, I feel like I'm a cool parent nowadays. But I'm sure my parents at that age felt that they were cool parents as well. So I let him go with it. And he's like, yeah, it was just kind of weird because, you know, I'm hanging out with my friends. And now my dad's there and I can't really be who I want to be. And I understood him, but at the same time, I was kind of like, damn, dude, this kind of sucks. But, I mean, it is what it is. Growing up, we all have different, like, levels of feelings, I guess. And it kind of hurt, but at the same time, I was kind of proud that my kid was like, dude, you know what? I just want to hang out with my friends. So to a certain extent, I was kind of proud of him. I was proud that he was kind of expressing, you know, dad, leave me alone. Let me just hang out with my friends. Let me do my thing. But he also told me, he's like, hey, don't forget the fact that my brother, who's his younger brother, 7, he's like, my little brother is not that far behind either. I know that right now I feel a little certain of embarrassment towards you and mom, but don't forget or don't underestimate the fact that my younger brother is not that far behind. He's going to start feeling these things too. Like, my 9-year-old is basically preparing me to realize the fact that my younger 7-year-old is going to feel the exact same way. And it's just going to be kind of like, to a certain extent, maybe kind of downhill from here, maybe the next couple of years, their teenage years. And I was just kind of like, oh, man, this sucks. So I went home, I told my wife, and she's just kind of like, she's super freaked out because I guess this is kind of more than anything my fault. I'm like, look, sit down. I need to tell you something about what happened today with one of the boys. She thought there was a fight. She thought someone, like, I don't know, like, was picking, like, bullying my oldest. And I told her, and she got mad at me. She was like, seriously? This is what you, like, you're trying to, like, calm me down for? And I'm like, well, dude, it's kind of a big deal for me. Like, I don't want my kids to ever feel like they're embarrassed to me. I don't know. Maybe she didn't take it as serious as I did. But it was just kind of funny that, you know, I at my young, ripe age of 34 years of age, am feeling this way. I have a kid that's almost a decade old. I have a kid that's 7 years old on top of that. And I never thought I would have to, deal with these experiences so soon. And yet here we are. I have my sister-in-law that's graduating high school this year. I have a nephew that's graduating high school this year. I still remember when me and my wife graduated high school. And I feel like it was like last year. It's crazy how time flies. It's crazy how I'm dealing with all these different experiences all at once of, like, going from a child into, you know, into marriage, having kids, the later, I didn't want to say the later years of adulthood, but it just, it's a whole new ballpark. It's a whole different experience of what I'm feeling now to when I was, you know, their ages, you know, like my sister-in-law, my nephew, my kids. It's just, it's crazy. I'm here drinking my, what am I drinking? A Bang Sour Heads. What was I doing earlier today? I was hanging out at one of my favorite beer spots. I was hanging out at Three Pint Gales. And I was talking to one of my friends who's one of the owners there. Oh, man. Went down a different pipe. Ugh. I got a burp. There it goes. Anyways, he was telling me, you know, he was asking me about, like, the whole podcasting thing, because him and his friends, they do a podcast as well. And we were just talking about it. And he's like, dude, right now that you have free time on your hand, you should just create your own individual podcast about, you know, basically about your kids, things that other dads can relate to. And I was like, eh, screw it, why not? You know, there are things that are sometimes on my mind that I think about in terms of my kids, in terms of, you know, my younger nieces and nephews, in terms of my sister-in-law, in terms of, you know, basically the lower, the younger generation that kind of looks up to me. And to a certain extent, I was kind of like, yeah, do you know what? I want to be able to kind of speak my mind freely without having to worry about any filters or worrying about what somebody else is going to say, things like that. And so I decided to come up with maybe a separate podcast for other people to listen to. And if they want to listen to it, great. If they don't, then, I mean, they don't. I mean, really, what else could I do about it? But, you know, it's funny. Just seeing my kids growing up, you know, a couple years ago, them seeing me as, you know, I don't know, just crazy. I see my youngest, or even my oldest, either of the two, looking up to me kind of like as their role model. And then now, seeing it from a perspective of kind of like, yeah, that's my dad, he's cool, whatever, but I want to do my own thing. My younger kid, he likes to draw a lot. He's like a really good drawer, way better than I was at that age. Even now, I'm sure he could draw way better than me. And then my older kid, he's like the perfectionist. He likes to, when it comes to his work, whether it be drawing, whether it be playing sports, whether it be doing homework, whatever the case is, he always wants to make sure that it's 100% his best. And if it's not, he's going to start all over again because he wants to ensure that he's providing the best level. Excuse me. Providing the, basically providing his best level of work to whoever he has to turn in that work to, whether it be his homework, whatever the case may be. And, yeah. So, long story short, when I was talking to my friend, El Champ, he's like, you know, why not? Screw it. You have a couple weeks off. So, kind of backstory is, on Monday, I put in my 2-week notice at my current position because I have a job coming up in a couple weeks. And I was like, you know, I want to do things professional, do things the right way. Put in my 2-week notice. And my current employer was basically like, thanks, but no thanks. You could just leave. And we're not going to pay you. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the time and effort I put into the position. And then for you guys to basically say, you know, thanks, but no thanks, and you can leave now. So, yeah, I was a little butthurt. But you know what? I think it's good for me to have this little break in between jobs because I know that my next job is going to it's gonna be a difficult job. It's going to be require a lot of, you know, attention and focus and things like that. So it's kind of good that I'm having this break off in between jobs. I've just been hanging around our house, you know, cleaning, doing what my wife would normally do on a regular basis when she was not working. For a good part of maybe like the last 7-8 years, my wife was a stay-at-home wife with the kids. And it was one of the things that we had really talked about from the beginning was that we much rather prefer for her to stay home with the kids, or at least one of us to stay home with the kids, as opposed to, you know, having a nanny or a babysitter, whatever the case is, and having like maybe a stranger raise our kids. And so it was difficult financially, in terms of the money, because I was the only one working, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I tip my hat to my wife because it's a very stressful job. I've only been doing this now, today's Thursday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, so 3 days. And I already want to basically shoot myself in the head. And that's not even me spending the entire day with my kids. I basically wake up in the morning, go drop them off, come home, clean, get things ready for the evening for when my wife gets home. Try to, do the best I can in terms of being able to create a nice dinner. Even though for the most part, I'm basically just kind of chopping up food items so that when my wife gets home, she can cook the food. And I feel more exhausted now than when I was actually working. But at the same time, throughout the course of the day, I'm bored. I'm I don't know what else to do. I can only watch so many shows on Netflix or, Hulu or whatever the case is. And so, I have this newfound respect for everything that my wife did, especially the fact that she had to deal with this for 6 or 7 years, whether the kids were at home or on vacation or whatever the case is. I'm getting tired of my own kids. And I don't even have them while they're on vacation. This is while they're in school. So it's crazy. It's crazy having to experience this and realizing that, you know what? I don't want to do this on a full-time basis. There were times where I was at work and I'm like, Dad, you know what? Once my wife gets a job and she's working full-time, maybe we can switch roles and I can be at home and, be with the kids and do this on a full-time basis. And I can tell you right now for a fact, I don't want to do this full-time. I don't even want to do this part-time. I honestly wish I were already at work just working and not having to deal with any aspect of taking my kids to school or picking them up from school. It's funny. It's funny how there are certain things in our own life that we find a certain appreciation to and other things that we're just kind of like, ah, dude, I never want to experience this again ever in my life. Thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for the person I have in my life that deals with this sort of stuff on a regular basis. But I'm also thankful for the situation that we're in right now. My wife's working again. I have a new job, like I said, starting in a couple weeks. And hopefully we'll be in a situation financially where it'll make our lives a little bit easier for us to do things. For not only for ourselves, but also for our kids as well. That's kind of... It's crazy how it's kind of how we've gotten up until this point. Me and my wife, we got married, about 12 years ago? I'm not really good with math. I think we got married in 2007, or in 2019. So yeah, we're going on to year 12. And it's crazy, just everything that we've experienced over the past 12 years. It's crazy to say that we've been married for 12 years because I remember that during the period of time that we were dating, it just seemed like it was it was going by so slowly. And now we're married and it's 12 years later and we have, two boys. One that's going to be 10, like I said, and the other one that's 7. He just turned 7 in February. And it's crazy how far we've come since then. I'm happy. It's just crazy. It's crazy how things can go by so quickly. We have two very distinct families. My wife's Mexican, my family's Colombian, and it's not that much of a difference in terms of hanging out with family, but my wife's family is a lot bigger than my family is. I have my two older sisters that, from time to time we'll hang out with, but my wife's family is so huge that primarily we're always hanging out with her family, whether it be on the weekends or family trips or whatever the case may be. It's always a different experience, and I'm very grateful for having them. And that's just a little bit, a bit of a taste of, my family, my immediate family, my own family, my wife's family, that I kind of wanted to touch on in terms of this conversation, in terms of kind of setting up this podcast. The whole premise of it is more than anything to kind of just speak my mind. Not have to worry about, who's listening to it or whether I have to have a filter to it or not. Whoever listens to this, great. Whoever doesn't listen to this, no sweat off my back. Just kind of wanted to put something out there for, just allow me to kind of just express myself a little bit, allow me to, you know, give my two cents in terms of what it's like to raise two boys, be married to a Mexican chick, and basically growing up in San Diego. That's where I'm from. So I'm just here waiting for my kids to get out of school and just wanted to share those tidbits of information. Peace, love, talk to you guys soon.